Alright, it's vacation. I'm Seth from Dr. Fire Podcast. So it's Dr. Fire. This episode will be from Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 6. It was called The Beyond the Wall. First aired on August 20th, 2017. The entire episode is taken from the namesake lands where most of the episode takes place. It's from the HBO fantasy television series Game of Thrones. Let me go into this one. In Winterfell, Arya confronts Sansa about the letter Sansa wrote to persuade Robb to bend the knee to Joffrey. Arya accuses Sansa of mainly being concerned that she will lose face with the Northern Lords if the letter is made public. Sansa confides in Littlefinger, suggests that Brienne, sworn to serve both sisters, would intervene if Arya acted against Sansa. However, when Cersei invites Sansa to King's Landing to parley, Sansa sends Brienne as a representative. Sansa searches Arya's room and finds Arya's face. Arya discovers Sansa and explains her training day with the Faceless Men. Arya says she can take Sansa's face, seemingly threatening her with the Valyrian steel dagger before instead leaving her with it. And Dragonstone. Tyrion suspects Cersei will lay a trap when they meet, but counsels Daenerys not to stoop to her level. Daenerys grows frustrated with Tyrion's pragmatism, but he reassures her of his loyalty to her cause. Tyrion further questions how Daenerys, who believes herself infertile, can establish a legacy that will outlive her. She refuses to discuss the succession before ascending to the Iron Throne. Beyond the Wall. Jon the Hound, Jorah, Beric, Thoros, and Gendry journey beyond the Wall with Tormund and several other wildlings. Jon offers the Longclaw, the ancestral Mormont sword, to Jorah, but Jorah insists that Jon keep it. An undead polar bear attacks the party, and Thoros, a savage, saving the Hound. The party continues onward. Jon and the others ambush and destroy a White Walker, accompanied by Whites, and all but one of the Whites instantly collapse, inanimate. They capture the last White, a horde of Whites approaches, and Gendry is sent alone to Eastwatch to send a raven to Daenerys, while the others take refuge on a small island in the middle of a partially frozen lake. The Night King and other White Walkers watch from the high ground. Beric suggests that destroying the Night King will in turn destroy the other White Walkers and the Whites. Thoros comes to his wounds and the others cremate him. Gendry arrives at Eastwatch and Davos has seven ravens sent to Daenerys. Daenerys flies her dragons north, receiving the raven and having rejected Tyrion's advice to do nothing. The Whites attack Jon's group when the water refreezes. Daenerys arrives and the dragons burn many Whites. The men try to evacuate Dr. Drogon, but the Whites continue their attack. Using Ice Javelin, the Night King kills Viserion. Jon stays on the ground to cover the others' departure, but is pulled into the water. Jon is saved by Benjen Stark, who gives Jon his horse to ride to Eastwatch while sacrificing himself to hold off the Whites. Jon recovers aboard a ship. He apologizes to Daenerys for Viserion's death. She tearfully accepts the loss as the cost for learning the truth, and she vows to fight for the Night King with Jon. He calls her my queen and believes the Northern Lords will come to accept her leadership. Beyond the Wall, Night King pulls Viserion out of the lake and reanimates him. Great stuff here. Two thumbs way up. I mean, the battle scenes were just fantastic, especially with the White Walkers just coming after him. Like, it was like an undead horde, like, trying to destroy him. This is fantastic stuff. Two thumbs way up. I definitely enjoyed this episode a lot, especially considering the reanimated ice dragon that's now been added to it. It's now the Night King as his own dragon, which makes it even more powerful. Peace, peeps, have a good one. Podcast, Quincy, and myself, Sue Worm, Sue Dodon, producer, Ortiz. Peace, peeps, have a good one.